This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Six zero three 283-6160. It has been well over a week since I've been able to repeat those digits over the air to and the internet to anybody who's listening.
It's back. The phones are back.
603-283-6160 is the phone number for Free Talk Live. It's also the show you're listening to. And you can dial in and talk about whatever is on your mind. I'm sure that there are many of our regular listeners who have listened to the show and know what has been going on, particularly the recent events where the terrorists have attacked the Free Talk Live studio, as well as the Bitcoin Embassy and a few other select locations, including hijacking many Bitcoin ATMs and accusing some hosts and friends of the show of things that are related to cryptocurrency. The attack was rather complete, and much damage was done. They attempted to disable the studio, and of course, we only missed one actual live broadcast.
Sabotage, that's the word.
Definitely sabotage.
They sabotaged us.
So we are back. As of right now, this might be the first show that is, I'm going to call it 100%, and that's just, you know, something might still go wrong, or there might be a few little things going on. I know there's some archives that aren't updated yet. We'll backfill those with the episodes that are missing, so we'll get around to that. But as far as doing the live show is concerned, we appear to be at 100%, so feel free to call in. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So, of course, we have no further updates on Ian Freeman or Rich Paul, who is known as Nobody around here. He did legally change his name to Nobody, so you're not confused when I talk about Nobody. I'm actually talking about a person most of the time.
But there is some good news. We have at least been able to reach out to Rich or Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul.
I saw that you attempted to do an online.
I was not successful.
Right. Was somebody successful?
Somebody was successful, and from what I understand, and he is at least, you know, we've at least been able to talk to him. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I can't really say anything more than that. But,
okay. That's good. No, yeah. That's good news. I know that there's been some movements. I know that folks who listen and chat and who are on the social media have been asking, you know, hey, can we make sure he's got commissary? Can we make sure he's got votes? Those things are in the works. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. So I can say a little bit about that. So he is fully funded as far as his commissary account, I guess, goes.
Yep.
I don't know if he's able to access it or not. I mean, I think he is, but I'm not 100% sure on that one. But he is fully. He can't take any more money, basically.
Right.
At least not this week.
The account is full.
The account is full because of the overwhelming support that we've had in the community and outside the community to, you know, cover to make him as comfortable as possible, basically. There are books that have been sent. There's been four or five books. And that's something that in prison, you have a lot of spare time on your hands. Mm-hmm. So, you know, keeping him stocked with books is definitely that he would like to read is definitely a good thing. So
I have one update on Nobody, actually. Today, Ian got to call me, and the way the phones work, like, you only talk for, like, 30 minutes or something, and then it's like, this call is ending. It ended, and then Ian got to call me right back, and during that, like, break, he said, I just saw Nobody, and Nobody was in the medical area talking to a nurse, and he said he was, like, smiling and laughing at her, so Nobody's still flirting in jail.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. Nobody is ready for this. He's spent a year in jail already. He's got some time under, you know, his belt. So he knows how the system works, and he likely, and I don't know if we have confirmation of this, but it appears that he may have actually refused bail, and he's done this before, so it's certainly something that's believable. And one of the reason he did it last time was because he wouldn't accept the conditions effectively of bail, and the conditions of bail can be very restrictive.
Oh yeah.
So he's basically serving his time, presuming that, and this is a little bit speculative on my part here, but he probably, if he sits in a jail cell, it will count towards any time that he ends up having to serve. So he'll probably get out sooner in the end by sitting in a jail cell. So it may make sense for him to actually do that. That's assuming at least that, you know, there is a sentence in the end. Obviously, if he doesn't have a sentence, then he's sat in jail for no reason. But, you know,
sure. Yeah.
Maybe to some degree anyway. I shouldn't say no reason, but at least... you know, in some respects, that it's kind of a protest of the whole bail system. You know, so even if you know, he doesn't end up with a sentence, it at least is saying, you know, kind of giving them the finger, saying, you know, I won't consent to, you know, these absurd conditions when I'm supposedly an innocent man until proven guilty, and you haven't proven guilty.
I believe his perspective would be something along the lines, and you know, I don't claim to speak for the man, but it would be something along the lines of, if I'm going to be a prisoner, I'm going to be a prisoner. I'm not going to be a prisoner in my own home.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think that's a perfect way to phrase it.
So we have lots of things to discuss. Was there anything else? Any other updates on the Crypto 6?
I don't really have any more updates on Ian. We just talked. And it wasn't anything new. It was just me and him talking.
There's still no decision on his bail. So the judge said that she would make her decision expeditiously.
Yeah, okay.
Which apparently in government means...
10 days already.
At least 10 days.
Well, right now it's been 7 days since she said that, but we know that they don't work on the weekends.
Right. So it's basically 10 days already at this point. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. It's like, what excuse can they possibly come up with? It seems like they're trying to come up with an excuse as to why they're not releasing him, even though he meets all the conditions as a perfect candidate for being released.
Yeah, I don't see anything that makes me believe that he should not be released on bail.
Right. I mean, he's got no violent charges. He's not going to flee. He had the opportunity to do so if he wanted to prior to the arrest, because he knew, everybody knew it was coming.
Yeah, everybody knew that there was an investigation beforehand. There was ample time for him to GTFO.
He had at least like 8 months or more
to
flee if he had
far more
to.
Than that, yeah. So there's definitely that. The fact that he has the Sharefree Church and this particular radio program that he's been doing for, what, 2 decades or more now?
2006,
you know, I mean, these are things that are key to him as a person. For him to stop doing this,
yeah,
totally ridiculous.
Yeah, 18 years he's been doing this show. He's not just going to flee when he wants to fight. He wants to fight this, right? He's got lawyers. He's not like he's got a public defender. He's going to flee because he has no money or anything. He's literally already paid lawyers, you know, to fight this case.
Yep.
And he's innocent.
The charges against him, I think, and, you know, feel free to look this stuff up online. The indictment's all online. You can look for yourself if you use your favorite search engine to find that stuff. So I don't want to put, you know, any misleading facts out there. Go. You all are online, I presume. Most people are these days. And so go look it up and read it for yourself.
Here's the thing I have to say about that. You can go and look up stories. The problem is those stories leave out very important critical facts in many cases.
Yeah, I'm not saying look up stories. I'm saying go look up the indictment.
Okay,
read the indictment.
Well, I mean, the indictment's full of lies, too, but...
It is, but, like, that's at least going to give you an idea of what the government is accusing him
of. Right, that's true.
And if you read through that and you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you can poke holes in that thing all day and night. So that's all I'm really getting at. We have some stories. Are you guys familiar with universal basic income as a concept?
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Yang.
Okay, now, this gets thrown around a lot, particularly from the left. There are some folks who think that something resembling UBI can be done voluntarily through cryptocurrency and that type of a thing.
You know, I support UBI with one condition.
Mm-hmm.
The people who support it, or the people who
fund it
have to be the socialists.
I don't really have anything against somebody putting together some sort of helpful thing that makes sure that if somebody's in need,
absolutely,
they get some help.
Right.
As my thing is, it's got to be voluntary. There can be no government involvement. It has to be funded 100% voluntarily.
Right.
And if somebody is funding, they need to be able to opt out if they want to at any time.
Yep.
No forcing of people, no coercion involved at all, which means the government cannot sponsor it. We'll talk a little bit more about this and a whole lot more. This is
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
Talk Live. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. The telephone number is alive once again. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you'd like to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, you could talk about the recent terrorist attack here on the studio by men calling themselves government, and some women, too, several agencies. You can talk about anything that's in the news or bring up whatever you want. It's called Free Talk Live for that reason. We have very few rules. Some of the rules are that if you call, you might have to wait on hold for a while because we screen our own calls and we really only do that during the commercial break. So if you do call, please wait on hold. We will get to you and we will screen you and then we'll get you on the air. The other rules are you can't say any of the seven words made famous by George Carlin in his seven words skit. If you will, you can feel free to look that up online. But basically it means no cussing. So if you do, we are a radio show. In addition to streaming on stuff like DLive, Twitch, you know, we've got a stream going out to YouTube. There's one going out to Facebook. There's a couple other places we stream to. We've got audio streams going out to LRN.FM on freetalklive.com and some other places. But we are also a radio show broadcasting over the air. And so the FCC still says that we can't say the naughty words. So keep that in mind if you call.
Yeah, that's not our choice. There were and sometimes are shows after the radio show that are aired not on the radio, but Free or Talk Live.
Yep.
And there, you know, you can curse and do it.
Yeah, the after show parties are lots of fun.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're entertaining.
So I wanted to tell you also, we talk a lot about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this very important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so before, in the last segment, we were talking about UBI, also known as Universal Basic Income. Some people call it welfare. Some people call it different things. I'm okay with the concept if somebody can figure out a way to make sure that it's done voluntarily. In other words, nobody is forced to contribute to funding other people's universal basic income. Right?
In fact, it's never been done without coercion, so it could be the best idea in the world. For all I know, it could be the best system out there. But right, if you add coercion and violence to back it up, it's just never going to make a good system for anybody's life.
Right, and there won't be the incentives turn themselves upside down when there's coercion and violence, particularly by the organization commonly known as government involved in putting together these programs. So if they're not involved in the program, then generally the incentive structure to keep it funded stays within the realm of ethics and morality. But when, as soon as government gets involved, it turns into a dumpster fire. So let's find out. This is from Fox2KTVU.com. Oakland launches one of the nation's largest guaranteed income pilots. 600 families get $500 per month. Now, I don't know about you, $500 a month, I can't live on that.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't live on that.
It's, I mean,
that's like not even enough to cover like a rent.
But yeah. I think in this instance, when it's a universal basic income, it's just like you have this to work off of. And then that way your rent is $500. Well, now all your money gets to go to your car payment and your family.
Yeah,
instead of
the problem is that if you implement UBI, effectively you increase the taxation, which means that the prices of everything go up. So even if you're not taxing, you know, the people at the bottom, it doesn't really matter because their rents go up and thus it becomes worth worthless. I mean, the money becomes worthless. So
yeah, I understand that. I totally understand why it's a bad idea, especially under the system. I'm just saying, like, it's not just in this. I don't think they're trying to sell it as this is what you can live off of for your whole life. I just think it's supposed to be, it's sold to the people as just a little help every month.
You know, the problem with this is that there's a certain amount of cost. Like when government takes, if they take $500, you know, a third of that goes to maintaining the program, if not more, that they've taken. So it doesn't make sense. What would make sense is for them to stop taxing, reduce the taxes.
Right.
To do it any other way is literally just going to drain our economy and drain the money from the poorest the most.
Well, and this appears to be government-sponsored. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf and other leaders on Tuesday announced the framework for one of the nation's largest guaranteed income pilots that will distribute monthly payments to hundreds of Oakland families. Calling it an historic moment, Schaaf said that 600 families will be able to receive $500 a month for 18 months with no strings attached. The roughly $6.7 million will all be coming from the philanthropic organization Blue Meridian Partners.
So it's not even really UBI. It's coming from a private source.
It's a pilot
and
program.
And it's not everybody.
Right.
What is a pilot program?
Well, they're testing. They want to see if they can make this thing go. And if it goes well, then they will probably make it a larger program. I don't know what any of the criteria are just yet, but hopefully this article will tell us more. The roughly $6.7 million will be coming from the philanthropic organization Blue Meridian Partners. No taxpayer money will be used. And they have a link to where folks can learn more. I'll take a look at that in just a minute.
That's interesting.
Families can apply later this spring, and they will be randomly selected from the applicant pool as long as the families meet the basic income requirements. Oakland Resilient Families is not a first-come, first-served program and is open to undocumented residents and unsheltered families. So apparently that's one of the criteria. You can be an undocumented resident or an unsheltered family.
I mean, so the idea behind UBI is it applies to everybody no matter how much you make. So does that mean, are they limiting it to
they've certainly taken the universal part out of this. So this is just, they call it a guaranteed income pilot program.
For poor people. So it's basically just charity. It's not even really UBI. It's not testing anything, really.
The program is a partnership with the Family Independence Initiative and the National Mayors for a guaranteed income. Schaaf said she hopes checks would be in the family's hands by spring and summer. Families can participate in surveys and interviews, but they don't have to. Despite the good news, Schaaf said she knew that the money was hardly enough to make a real dent in poverty. The money is intended to narrow Oakland's racial income gap, where the median African income is less than $50,000 a year, and the median white income is more than $100,000. We'll talk more about this pilot program in Oakland, and a whole bunch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Boulder police chief says she wants to know why a shooter opened fire and killed 10 people in her community. Police Chief Maris Harrell giving an update today, saying the investigation is ongoing into the King Soopers massacre on Monday and admitting police have no motive yet. Regarding charges being filed, Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty saying,
the defendant is currently charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree. He's charged with one count of attempted murder in the first degree. Additional charges of attempted murder in the first degree will be filed in the very near future.
Senator Bernie Sanders is reportedly eyeing some big changes to Medicare. Politico reporting that the Vermont Independent wants to lower Medicare's eligibility age from 65 to 60 or 55. And you're listening to USA Radio News. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients is confident that President Biden's new goal of 200 million vaccinations in his first 100 days is feasible.
No one even contemplated reaching this goal a few months ago, but it is now possible because of the aggressive actions we have taken to get more vaccine supply, more vaccinators in the field, and more places for people to get vaccinated.
Zients also calling this a time for optimism, but not relaxation. President Biden referenced cheat sheets detailing key policy points and identities of attending journalists when he conducted his first formal news conference of his presidency on Thursday. Photo taken at the event shows Biden holding a card labeled infrastructure with key statistics and talking points. Biden also seen consulting a sheet that appeared to show the pictures and news outlets of the journalist who attended the news conference. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio station where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. Our telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And we are here talking about, we start talking about UBI, and then we're talking about this pilot program in Oakland that seems to not meet the criteria of being universal or even basic income. It is, I mean, basic income. And we could talk more about this. It seems more like they're trying to make a dent in poverty, but I don't, at least from what we've read so far, it doesn't seem like that's going to happen. But we'll find out more about that. But I want to do something that I haven't been able to do in something like 12, maybe 14 days, and that's put a call on the air. Let's go to TJ the Spy. TJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, TJ. How's it going, Captain?
Oh, it's so good to
Bonnie,
take a call.
Chris, everybody. Everybody's okay, I trust.
It's good to hear you. Haven't heard you from, haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I've just been relaxing here in Denver and just watching the fireworks from afar, and I said, thank God we left Keene.
Yeah, you were here at the time of the last raid. That's right, weren't you?
Yes. In fact, if you go to my channel, TJ the Spy, on YouTube, I actually made a nice video compilation of the first raid where I confronted the FBI agents naked. And I said, you know, Bonnie, you missed a wonderful opportunity to repeat this, you know, and make this a tradition with every FBI raid that all the defendants could come out
That's
naked.
Right.
And
this is the second. There was two incidences, if I recall correctly. I don't know if Bonnie wants to talk about
this
or not. But
last time TJ was the naked person, and this time I was the naked person. I was fully naked.
So TJ, are you suggesting that as a form of activism, that if you happen to get raided by terrorists calling themselves the FBI or any of these police type forces at the federal level, that you strip down?
People ask me, I am actually saying that as a practical safety measure, because if you get raided, a lot of people are like, if the FBI ever comes to my house, they're going to be one dead FBI agent. I'm like, okay, let's think about that.
Yeah.
There's like 20 of them, and there's one of you.
56.
They
56
have a
this
Bearcat
time around.
And an MRAP, and probably rocket launchers and fully automatic weapons. And I said, you know, given that you can't fight back, it's actually very practical that if you're naked, they're not going to shoot you. I mean, a bad guy will shoot you no matter what. But the police, when they see a naked person, they just are instinctively like, what the heck is that? They're not going to shoot because it's unarmed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for repulsing them in any way, shape, or form, so whatever it takes, man.
Well, I will say that I was completely naked, and I had dropped the robe that I intended on putting on, and when I tried to pick it up the first time, the FBI yelled at me, whoever's moving up there, if you don't stop moving, I'm going to shoot you, so that didn't really work for me.
Unlike maybe last time, this wasn't a voluntary situation that you were in, Bonnie, correct?
Oh, yeah, I was just sleeping naked.
Yeah, so this wasn't like an activist thing that you did, it was them basically doing bad stuff towards you.
I hope you had fun, Bonnie, because, you know, being married or being, I should say, having, like, I too have a romantic crush on Ian. And so I was like,
he's a gay man.
You know, I would actually go through FBI raids for James and Ian, and that's about it. And, right, and so it's one of those things you're going to have to get used to, that Ian, for the rest of your romance, every 5-10 years, you're going to have either the state police are going to come knocking for unsworn falsifications.
That's right.
Or or the feds are going to come knocking for some BS charge, or the IRS is going
to
come knocking.
Something to do with this activism.
There have been two FBI raids of this building, but there's also been other police raids of this building besides that. So you're definitely right about that one.
Raid.
I feel initiated.
You have definitely been initiated.
Yeah, I mean, kind of tossed you in the deep end right away.
Oh, yeah, you haven't even been here that long.
At least I got to be here a couple of years before they raided the studio, so I got to acclimate myself to some of the activists and activism that goes on.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of hear some of the history. And I wouldn't necessarily say be prepared. I don't think anybody can be prepared for the assault that they put on this place and the embassy. But, you know, awareness. There's something to be said for it.
There's a reason they do these raids at 6 a.m. on the dot. It's so that they catch you off guard, right, while you're still asleep.
Yeah, if you're an activist, you might beef up your security. And on Tuesday mornings, apparently, we actually did another article from a place in Montana where they also raided at 6 a.m. on a Tuesday. So that seems to be a go-to time for these feds. I don't know why they would pick Tuesdays, but they seem to pick Tuesdays.
Last
time it was a Sunday. It was March 20th,
really?
2016 was a Sunday, but it was 6 a.m. You can count on 6 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, the reason is Special Agent Alan Bruce Carroll, he said, you know why we do that? It's because most people are in bed asleep, and so they're not thinking correctly, so they'll talk to you. And, you know, and even people who have attorneys, they'll be like, oh, what are you doing here? I'm innocent. Okay, you know, I'm sure we can clear this all up. Just sign your Miranda rights away and talk to us. So good for you, Bonnie, for not talking to them.
I told them nope.
Yep. We're your friends. It's just a misunderstanding, and you look like such a wonderful little girl. It's like, nope.
I don't think anybody talked, as far as I know, is to the government agents that came. And
actually tell you that Renee. I don't know about her, but Renee and Andrew were talking to the feds voluntarily.
Really? Renee should have known better. I don't know about Andrew so much, but I know Renee should have known
better. Different when everybody they're asking you about is innocent and you have nothing bad to say, but
That's not the point. It's that they can use your words against you, and you do not want to give them ammunition, even if everything you say is...
There was a bunch of lawyers.
I've discovered that some people you just cannot... teach. I've trained or tried to teach people like how to resist the mind, mind manipulation that the police do to get you to talk.
Yeah.
But, they're very, the people think the police are mean. No, they're actually, once they get done bashing down the door, they'll be like, oh, we're so sorry. We just,
they try.
This is a misunderstanding. Help us clear us up.
TJ, yeah. I just wanted to mention that there was a bunch of lawyers that got together to see whether or not there was ever a case that, you would have been found innocent if only you would have spoken to the police at the time of your arrest. They could not find one. There is no such thing as a case where it would have been beneficial.
Your words can only be used against you. They can never be used to defend you in a courtroom. So it's only ever going to go downhill by talking to police or FBI or law enforcement of any kind.
I don't know if this matters either, but they never said anything like that to me. I was never under arrest, even though I was in handcuffs for over an hour.
Were detained.
Am I being arrested? Why am I being detained and all this stuff, And they never told me anything about my Miranda rights. Maybe it's because I wasn't technically arrested. I don't know, but it doesn't matter.
It's probably only if you're arrested. So it used to be they had to read them when they arrested you, but now it's only when I think they're actually
when they're going
to
book you.
Yeah, questioning you. And if they're not questioning you, then they don't have to read them to you or something to that effect. TJ, your thoughts?
Correct. Very good. That is very correct. Mm-hmm. The only time the Miranda does what it called attaches. So Miranda attaches as a prophylactic measure, meaning a preventative measure, when the officer places a suspect in a custodial situation. That means a reasonable person would feel they're not free to leave. So the handcuffs would be that. And they generally will say you're under arrest. And you want to use whatever statements the suspect makes against them in court.
TJ, I'd like to say, last time you saw me, you said I was too mentally stable to be here, but now I'm not mentally stable.
Thanks for the call, TJ.
Congratulations.
We appreciate it. Yes, you're going to have some PTSD. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yep, we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. It is Friday. And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio, it's
Bonnie
and Chris.
The telephone number here is working again, I'm very glad to say. Mark was the host last night and was able to take some calls. And we are once again taking phone calls. The phone number you need, grab a crayon and write it down on the fridge door. Grab a chisel, etch it into some stone. You know, whatever you got to grab a blowtorch and burn it into your front porch deck, whatever you got to do. The number 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us here on the air. So we were talking before TJ the Spy called about this article out of Oakland talking about some sort of a pilot program. It says, Oakland launches one of the nation's largest guaranteed income pilots. 600 families to get $500 a month. And to be eligible, families must be low income and identify as Black.
So not UBI.
Indigenous or people of color. The first area targeted will be in East Oakland, and the next area will be broader Oakland, explained Jesus Garena, the CEO of the Family Independence Initiative. Now, I realize there's a lot of poor people in the world, and I contribute voluntarily to some organizations to help some poor people.
That's right.
And what I don't like about this sentence I just read was it seems rather exclusionary. To be eligible, families must be low income and identify as Black, Indigenous, or people of color. It seems like they're leaving quite a lot of people out of those qualifications.
Mm.
And I'm not sure why they would do such a thing.
Well, it isn't the government, so I personally don't really have an issue with it. I think it's more...
That's a good point.
It's just morally, the argument that they're making that you have an issue with, though, right?
Morally, I would say that if I was running a charity and I had $6 million or whatever it is, I would not exclude white poor people from getting help, but I just... It's not
well,
my money.
I mean, it's not. I don't see Asian on here. Oh, yeah. I don't see. There's several people. Several
People can say that. Like people consider Asian people of color. So I think that covers everybody except white people because white people don't have color. Apparently, I mean, I'm pink, but
yeah, it's about it's this idea that people should be forced. That I think is the problem with the three of us here and the people on this show, the hosts on this show. It's the forced aspect of it. You know, this is actually just what we would call charity, and
so far
it's a little bit discriminatory. But I don't even care so much about that. It's just the fact that what they're then advocating for through this supposed example, which isn't really UBI, is the use of force to take money from other people, including the poor, and basically redistribute it, but with less funds to go around.
I agree. We haven't had proof in this article yet that that's what they're going to do, but I agree with Chris that it seems like they're going to try to use this as a way to create an actual UBI, which they'll be taking money from the taxpayers to give to people, and in that case, there should be no exclusionary. I mean, it should be...
It says, the title of the article is UBI, right? That stands for Universal Basic Income, which
says
the government forcing people...
Guaranteed Income Pilot is what they're calling it. So they're not calling it Universal Basic Income.
Okay.
They're calling it Guaranteed Income Pilot. So it's a pilot program.
Fair enough.
It's a pilot program to give guaranteed income to some people.
Some people. Okay.
For what reason, though, which we haven't found out yet? What is the long-term goal here? Because it said it's only going to last for... 8 months or something like that?
I don't think if it is simply a charitable objective of, getting people off, off their feet, and it doesn't involve force or government, right, then it doesn't seem like such a bad idea. I think some of the tactics on the left make sense to me. I mean, if you actually start looking at, how inefficient government is in terms of all the different programs they have, each one of those programs costs a ton of money. If it was just, I'm going to give, a poor person, a set amount of money, and then they can, figure out how to use that money, there's going to be more money, and it's going to be more efficiently distributed. So I think that makes sense. It's the government, though, that creating all these separate programs that ends up causing problems.
Well, let's find out what this program might be about. Darina says that to qualify for the checks, people must be earning at or below 50% of the median income, which is about $59,000 per year per family of three. I don't even make $59,000 at my day job, so now you know how much I don't make, everybody. But
it's California, where you need like $200,000 to basically rent a place,
right.
like a one bedroom. Yeah, yeah.
But
I understand now.
But he said half the spots are reserved.
Get out of California
for very low income earning, below 130%. Of the poverty level, which is about $30,000 a year. It's not clear what will happen when the program ends, and if and how this money would be extended through any other means. The idea isn't new, but having a revival across the U.S., after some mayors launched small temporary programs across the country in a coordinated campaign to convince Congress to adopt a national guaranteed income program.
Yep, we saw it miles away. But I am confused because now you're saying governments are doing it. So is the government of Oakland involved in this at all?
The very beginning of the article said Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf and other leaders on Tuesday announced the framework for one of the nation's largest guaranteed income pilots.
I really don't know what to think about it. Okay, I know that I don't believe that somebody should be forced to make a gay wedding cake any more than I think a charity should be forced to give to white people.
Right.
But if it's part of the government and they're using tax dollars at all, then I'm against it in the pure vein of the fact that it's...
Yeah. Why, if this particular company, and let me see if I can find their name again, it's called the Blue Meridian Partners. If they wanted to, of their own volition, create some sort of a program that gave $500 to whomever they felt like giving $500 to as a private organization, I got no problem with that. The mayor, however, is involved, and it sounds like this is you know, they say it's a pilot program, so usually that means a trial to see how it goes, and that usually means for some other bigger purpose.
Right. So one of the things I think people have to understand is we're not, you know, the people, the hosts on this show are not against charity. We're not against,
not at all.
We're probably some of the most charitable people out there, but the thing is, the reason that you should be against government, stealing money from people is because of it's so inefficient. Most of the money they steal doesn't go to the poor, for one. But even the little bit that ends up going to the poor, they stole a lot more from you in order to give the poor a very small amount of money.
The best way
to do it is the free market, by letting individuals donate to charitable organizations that are the most efficient. Because when you add competition to the marketplace, all of a sudden efficiencies go up.
You take out, if you rely on the government to be your charity, you're like, well, I pay my taxes, so I don't need to contribute. If you don't contribute to charity at all of your own volition and of your own choice, and you just feel like, well, I pay taxes, so that's good enough, then that is lazy. You have no choice. You've done zero research. You have no idea where your money is actually going. I would much prefer you not pay any taxes at all and not give to charity, so that those who can and want to give to charity can, as long as nobody's paying the taxes.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, if you start looking at like what we would all be making, I mean, you can basically double your salary if there was no taxes. Okay, and I'm talking about all the different forms of taxation that occur, much of which is hidden from you.
And if you're confused about how your tax dollars don't go to where you think they are, just think about any time you've overdrawn in your bank account and it automatically takes a $25 fee. That is an administration fee.
Yep.
I'm not saying that that's taxes, but all these administration fees that your tax dollars have to go to get to a charity, you're not giving to charity.
Yeah, so if this program were funded by government and $500 were going to these 600 families, the government would first have to take probably $1,000 per family from taxpayers, and the first $500 of that would go to pay all of the bureaucracy costs. You got to hire people to do the books, to keep the money, to, you know, blah blah blah. They would start some sort of a program called the Office of the Administration of the Universal Basic Income or something like that.
Think of it like this: if you give a homeless guy on the street $100, he's gonna get $100.
Right.
If you give if the government steals $100 from you, he might get $5 if you're lucky.
Right. Absolutely spot on. A guaranteed minimum income is defined as a plan set up by a government to provide every person the guarantee of an income at a certain level, according to this article from KTVU.com. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with extend your life.